guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Today, we're going to talk about a very, very important topic that I struggled literally for years. And I just came up with this idea because I was sitting in a client call and my client was super worried about her future husband. And maybe you're in the same situation right now and you're worrying and you're waiting and you're like, okay, what do I need to do else to finally deserve that man? Maybe I'm not feminine enough. Maybe I'm not successful enough, and the list goes literally on. So, and this is the same situation that my client was in, and also that I was in. Like, I always thought that I need to deserve my way to my future husband, so that I need to become someone else or someone bigger that can actually attract a man like that. So, and if you are in a situation like that, please stay with me, because everything that I will tell you here will 100% make sense for you at the end, and you will finally break all these, I would say, limiting beliefs that you have when it comes to this topic. So you will be overall, I would say, in peace. So one thing that literally blew my mind when I made this one realization is that when God created you and me, he already planned our whole journey, our whole life. Like, he already planned the type of person that we should become. He also planned the type of job that we should do. He also planned the type of partner that we had on our side. So this is something that I understood. So from reading the Bible and really going deeper into faith, if there's another analogy, then please just let me know. But this is what I know. So, and when I assume that he created my partner, or that he actually selected someone for me when he created me, then I actually already know that there's someone reserved for me. So there's, first of all, no need to freak out and to be, I would say, anxious in scarcity, thinking, oh my God, there's so less men out there, because there is already someone for me. And one thing that I want to just give you as a little side note that always also helps me a lot and that blows my mind too is that God always over-delivers. So I have never heard a person that said like, hey, I trade my plan for God's plan and I receive less than I expected. No, the people always say like, hey, I received more than I expected. I'm glad that I did not get what I wanted and I just received what God wanted for me, what I needed. So, and this is something that you definitely need to keep in mind when it comes to this future husband topic, because I truly believe that he knows you better than yourself, because he knew you before you were created. So that's something that we need to be aware of. He knows what you like. He knows what he doesn't like. So, and I think it's also in an interest of God to give you someone that fits perfectly for you, like someone that understands you, someone that you actually feel attracted to, etc. So I think we don't need to dig deeper into that topic of, okay, but what if he actually selects someone that I do not like? Like I said, God always over delivers. So, and one thing that I just realized, like I said, by making all these realization is that if we truly believe that there's someone that God reserved for us, we do not need to work our way to get this person. Like, I don't need to work my way to get my future husband, because it's my birthright. Like, this is something that God actually reserved for me when he created me. Like, he knew, like, oh, this is the type of man that Maribel is going to get. Like, he's already there. He has already a name. Like, there's no need for me to search him. There is no need for me to change myself to find him, because everything that will happen, what I realized, and I can tell you from experience, I've been single for 5 years, is every single time when I try to take control of the situation and to find that man by myself and to go into situationships or relationships that were not for me, it always ended up in a whole disaster. And maybe you're in the same situation. Like, every single time I did that, I felt limited, because I was limited. And maybe you're in a situation right now where you have this big fear of, okay, oh, I don't think that I can ever find someone, and there's so less men, like scarcity, scarcity, scarcity. And that's completely normal that you have this mindset, that you're in fear, that you have the scarcity, because fear only exists when you have control. And that's the biggest problem of all, that so many of you are always taking the control of the situation, but you are limited. And the only one that is not limited is God. So, and if you already know that God already has someone for you and that he will most probably not give you peace in a place where you do not belong, it doesn't make sense for you to freak out, take control, and solve everything by your own. Like, the best thing that you can do right now in your situation is to literally just surrender and just lean back, because your order has been made already. Like, there is someone already. It's just a delivery date that you don't know yet, but it will come. I think we all can agree here, the most reliable one that ever existed is God. Like, if God tells you, like, hey, I have someone for you, then you better lean back and you trust him and you surrender, because everything that you're going to do will be a move out of fear. You will probably compromise your worth and you will probably go for solutions, or I would say for partners that are not for you, just because you know you're limited, because you have that big limiting belief. Yeah, I don't think that I could ever deserve a person like that. I don't think that I could ever deserve a high value man because I'm not feminine enough. There are more people that are, I would say, they're hotter than me. They're more successful than me. They have better communication skills, whatever it is. Like, you will always come across things like that, because like I said, you're truly limited, but God is not. And as long as you walk with God and you let him do everything that needs to be done, girl, you are safe. Like, you don't need to freak out when your future husband is coming. And sometimes we think by trying to be perfect, we will finally attract our future husband. But this is the complete wrong approach, because when we truly believe that God, when he created us, he already reserved everything for us. He reserved the man for us. He reserved the job for us. Like, he reserved everything. Like, there is no reason to freak out and to have like a scarcity mindset of, oh my God, this person took this away from me, or this person took this away from me. No, it's enough for everyone. Like, everyone has already their things in place. So when we truly think that God already selected and reserved everything that we need in our life, but we then try to be perfect, we then try to be someone that we're not, because most of the time, let's be very honest, when we're trying to be perfect, we want to be someone else. We want to be someone better because we feel like we're not enough. So, and the problem with that is that we will never be able to attract everything that was actually meant for us in the first place, because we are not the person that can receive the blessings. And this is where so many women get it wrong, and even including me back then, I always tried to be that perfect girl. I always try to be the perfect communicator. I always try to be super successful. I try to be super feminine. I try to be literally the perfect version of the girl that society said, okay, this is that girl. Like, she is the one that we all should become. And by doing that, I was literally blocking every single blessing that God actually already reserved for me. So, and do not get twisted, because first of all, like I said, you're not capable of actually receiving or attracting everything that was actually meant for you in the first place. And on top of that, it's super exhausting. Like, let's be so for real. Like, for me, for example, whenever I need to play a role, whenever I need to do something that is not really me, where I truly have in the back of my head the thought, oh, but if I do that, or if I'm like that, I will finally be more liked, I will finally attract that person. It was so exhausting because it wasn't me. And one thing you can test that with is, like I said, God will never give you peace in a place where you do not belong. It will not work out, especially when we take things even into the business perspective. I know we're talking here about relationship, but even this thing applies to business. Like, if you're trying to be someone that you're not, you will probably not attract the business opportunities that God had in the first place for you. You will attract business opportunities, but business opportunities that are online on the perfect version that you just created. You know what I mean? And these are probably not the ones that are for you. So, and when I think about this business perspective, is like, every single time when I was trying to put myself into this perfect role that society told me, oh, this is how you get viral, this is how you make money, etc., I saw myself how I was struggling so much in the process. Like, I couldn't record these videos. I couldn't speak to these customers. Like, nothing worked out for me because I just knew God did not want to have me there in the first place. So therefore, the best, I would say, the best tip, the best hack that no one talks about, if you truly want to get whatever God has for you, like the partner, the business, etc. And like I said, what God has for you is always better than what the world can offer you. And if you want to get that, the best way to do that is to really be yourself. Literally, to really be yourself. And at the end of the day, I can tell you from experience, you can't fake it. Like, you can literally fake it, even especially in relationships, when we're talking about like the high value man. And a high value man, in my opinion, completely aside from what society says, it's someone that is completely spiritually aligned, like someone that can read energy, someone that has a proper unshakable mindset, like a proper man. And a person like that, he will know when you're faking it. He will know that you're not feeling comfortable in your skin, that you're not feeling comfortable playing this role. And I have even experienced that. Like, I was in situations where I tried to be someone else to so that this person can really like me, etc. And I always saw after that that this person always told me like, I don't know, but I feel like we don't fit to each other. This man already knew that I was playing a role. This man already knew that we were not a good fit for each other. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to actually try to be someone that you're not. And I don't say by that you shouldn't try to become the best version of yourself, because I truly think that you should evolve, that you should always learn, that you should always grow. This is also an interest from God. Like, especially when you think about your whole life, like, God wants you to grow. Otherwise, he would have not put you in super uncomfortable situations so you can finally move. So that's just a fact. So, but one thing that I want you to be aware of is, I don't want you to create this, I would say, this version, this delusional version of yourself that you never can, that you never supposed to become. You know what I mean? Like, someone that you're truly not. I don't want you to be interested in things that you're actually not interested in. I don't want you to focus and make yourself so crazy about becoming more and more feminine because you think you're not feminine enough and you can never attract a man by that. So I truly believe that if there's someone that you need to learn to attract all these blessings, the business, the relationship, God will put you on a journey where you can literally learn all that. To be very honest, even when I think about my business journey, especially about my current business journey, where I built my business with the Lord together, like, he showed me so many things that I needed to learn. And it wasn't just me trying to act out of a lack of, okay, if I don't have the skill or if I can do that, I will never be able to make money. And this is actually how you see that you're going into the complete wrong direction, when your decision is out of lack. Instead of doing this, God literally showed me with so many different ways, with so many opportunities that he sent me, hey, look, by the way, this is something that I want you to learn. It never came in a rush. It never came with pressure. It never came with fear. It came with pure love, and it was smooth. It was smooth like butter, literally. Like, every single opportunity and every single step that I need to take to finally build that business, it was so smooth. So, and this is something that you should be aware of. Like, do not try to fake it. Do not try to be someone else. And literally, like, your weird sides, like, I would say your cringe sides, like the sides that you think society would blame, are most of the time the sides that especially your person, your future husband, and even your clients, when it comes to business, they will appreciate the most. Like, when I think about it, and maybe you can agree on that, when I was in my last relationship, like, my partner did not like me when I had a full face makeup on, I was completely dressed up, and I was acting like this perfect girl. No, he liked me when I was literally in my jogger, and I was just that cute girl that I am, how God created me at the end of the day. So, and I can tell you, even from a story, I know someone that God revealed her future husband. And when God did that, God showed her a lot of different traits of that man. And she always tried to be someone else. She always tried to be that perfect girl that society told her to be when she wanted to have that high value man. Like, I'm talking about a man that is in spiritual alignment, a man that has an unshakable mindset, a man that is a fully provider and is on her level. And she's also like a super big entrepreneur. So, and one thing that she just realized is that she always tried to play a role, because she thought, okay, Otherwise, I don't think that he will like me. Otherwise, I don't think that he will feel attracted to me. But when God showed her the man that God had for her, first of all, she just realized that God over-delivered so bad. Like, so freaking bad. Like, she was the type of girl where everyone would say, okay, she has such high standards. Like, she has such big standards. Like, I don't think that she will ever find someone with the standard. But she stayed there, she waited, and God presented her this man. And she just saw, like, hey, it's even more than I asked for. And one specific thing that she realized by watching this man in the first place is how much he's aligned with the true version of herself. And not the fake version, like not the version that has it all, not the version that is super, like, you know, over the top. It's extremely feminine, it's extremely successful, it's extremely, you know, like everything that the society wants her to be. No, it was the version of herself that she never wanted to share with someone that was so connected with him, where she could even see herself through him because they were sharing the same story. And she also had the opportunity to get a look of the woman that he were dating before. And it were always women kind of like her. They were not like the supermodels. They were not like the over-the-top girls, like the dead girls, you know? Like, these were like normal girls. So, and this literally, this story should definitely motivate you to realize, like, hey, maybe you need to become or go back to your true authentic self so you can attract the man of your life, the one that is actually over all the expectations that you have ever set for yourself, that are filling all the boxes and that God actually has for you. Because otherwise, she said that if she would have showed up as the perfect version, he would never feel attracted to her. So, and this is literally such an amazing story. So therefore, be yourself. And there's one thing that I want to talk about too, because I went down the rabbit hole after I had this conversation with my client, and she opened up that she, yeah, kind of were scared that maybe she will not be capable to attract or to find the man that she wants if she's not leveling up more and more and more and more, or becoming more in general. So, and it was that when you think about everything that society is doing with us, is it actually makes us feel that we are not good enough. Like, everything in this world, everyone, literally this world system, is constantly trying to tell us, hey, you're not good enough. You need to become better. You don't deserve that. You're not good the way you were created. Like, this is literally insane when you think about that, that the society is telling us, hey, you are not enough the way you were created. So, and when you think about that, that this world is run by the devil, and we constantly have the fear from this world that we're not good enough, we need to be more, and we need to be actually someone else, because after the realization of you're not good enough, you directly go to the next step of thinking, okay, if I'm not good enough, if this version of myself is not good enough, then I need to be someone else to get whatever I want in my life. And when we go back to everything that I said in the beginning, with that God actually created us to receive specific things in this life. He already reserved the future husband for us. He reserved us the business or the job opportunity, whatever it is. Like, he already put that in our order. Like, it's already there. And by us trying to be someone else that we're not capable of receiving it. And I believe that this is the plan from the enemy. Like, the enemy wants you so bad to think that you're not good enough and that you need to change and that you need to be someone else. Because if you change, you will never be capable of actually receiving all the blessings that God already prepared for you. You will never be able to receive the future husband that you truly deserve, that is actually exceeding your expectations. You will never be able to receive the business opportunity that were already reserved for you. Like, you are literally rejecting every single thing that God already had for you by trying to be someone else, because the version that you're trying to play will never be able to receive all that. So, and it's actually mind-blowing when you think about that. And for me, for example, after making this realization, and every single time I get like the idea from society, hey, I'm not good enough, I need to be more, I'm not good the way how I were created, I always remind myself it's all an illusion. Like, it's all fake. It's like literally like a fog. And behind the fog, there's the sun, and God is the sun. God is the warmth. God is the love. So, and I just know that the fog will leave as soon as I focus more on the love and I focus more on God, on the sun at the end of the day, because you know it by yourself, the stronger the sun shines, the less the fog becomes or gets. I don't even know how to explain it, guys, but you know what I mean. So it's literally an illusion. It's fake. So, and the more you focus on everything that the devil is trying to tell you, or that the enemy is trying to tell you, that you're not good enough, you need to be someone else, etc., the more foggy it gets at the end of the day, and the more difficult it gets for you to see, if that makes sense, what actually is actually so, that makes so much sense if you think about it, because the situation that we're in, even you right now, you're just blinded. Like, everything is there. Like, literally, like I said, there is no need to rush. Everything is there. You just need to clean your eyes. You need to remove all that fog and focus on the love, focus on God, focus on the sun that I described right now. So, and then we will just realize that there's no reason to change. There's no reason to freak out, etc. So, and yeah, and maybe this might help you too to realize, hey, everything is literally fake. Like, the devil is literally just putting one trap after the other. And it's with everything. Like, please, after this podcast, sit down for a minute and just brainstorm how our society is structured. Every single thing is just telling us we're not good enough. As soon as I go on Instagram, I see a few posts from a few people, the first thing that comes into my mind, okay, I'm not good enough. Even like the whole structure of social media. You get likes, you get comments, etc. And the person with the most likes, and the person with the most comments, and the most views, this is the person that has the biggest self-worth, is the most valuable one. That's a complete trap if you think about it. And with every other thing in life, even when we put social media completely on the side, like with so many other things. So do not get twisted, please. So, and I was sitting here a couple of days ago, and I was listening to the birds, like how they were singing outside, etc. And then I just looked out into nature and I just made this crazy realization. God created us complete. Like, there's nothing in this world. There's no human in this world. There's also no animal in this world that is incomplete. They have everything that they need to function, to fulfill God's mission that God has for them. So, for example, the bees are doing what the bees needs to do to put their, I would say, part into the ecosystem that we have here in this world. With other animals, it's the same. Even when you think about bigger things like the sun is doing every single day what it needs to do. The sun is not incomplete. It works perfectly. It's not too hot. It's not shining too low. Like, it's not getting cold. Like, the sun is exactly doing what it needs to do, and it needs to do, and it's always complete. So, and this is the thing that I just realized also with ourselves. Yes, there are some people, for example, they have a missing arm, etc., but they are perfectly made for the things that God created them to do. So, and I truly believe that there's nothing missing with you. So I don't think that to deserve or to get what God already prepared for you, what's your birthright, you don't need to become someone else. You don't need to change your whole being to actually fulfill God's bigger mission, because you already have everything that you need. Like, God literally gave you everything so that you can go out into this world and that you can be great and that you can fulfill his mission at the end of the day. So, and one thing that actually blows my mind when it comes to that is that, Of course, like I said, God wants us to grow. And I see these things like that we add on, like the skills, the knowledge, etc. I see these as add-ons. Like these are nice to have, but they are not crucial for us to really get what we need in our life, what God actually prepared for us in the first place. And a lot of us people get it completely wrong, and they think that the add-ons needs to become part of the main creation. You know what I mean? Like they need to be a part of you. They are no longer add-ons. They need to be a part of you because otherwise you're incomplete. So, and it just makes totally sense for me that every single thought that you have of you not being enough, of you not being complete, etc., it's fake. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist because you are complete. Like God gave you everything that you need to fulfill his mission. Like if God tells you like, hey, this is the man that I have for you, you have everything that it takes. Everything. Every single thing. And if there's something that he wants you to learn, something that he wants you to grow with, he will give it to you, especially even with the business. You have everything that it takes to build the business that God called you to do. Every single thing. So, and this is like the beautiful realization that I made a couple of days ago. Like, God is just so good with every single thing that he created, and every single thing, every single time when I'm reflecting on it, I'm just so like, I know pride is not good, but I'm just so proud to serve a creator like this. Like, he is absolutely amazing. Like, he is just, I could think about him every single time, 24/7. I could study him every single time. And every single time afterward, I would feel completely full of love and peace. So this is it about this topic. One thing that I would love you to tell me, like if you like these topics, like, you know, talking a bit more about self-worth and relationships, hey, please hit me up. Just let me know in the comments or so, because I literally studied that. Because if I tell you, I was struggling with this so much, like I was constantly like insecure about like relationships, about myself, worth, etc. Like, and this is also something that I coach, by the way. So I just launched a couple of days ago my one-on-one mentoring program. Like, if someone of you are interested in really like reclaiming your worth, breaking free from external validation and really learn to be guided by God. Like, this is something that I teach 101. So just let me know if you're interested. You can just drop me a DM on Instagram. And like I said, about the topics, like drop me comments. Like if you want me to dig deeper into something, if you want to learn more about a specific topic, like I could talk about this 24/7, and literally I can just share literally 10% of what I really know in this podcast, because otherwise they would be 2 hours long. Most probably I will do like 2 parts of this or 3 parts where I dig deeper, but from a different perspective. You know what I mean? Where I also talk about self-worth and, you know, perfectionism, attracting your future husband, but in different ways, like from different perspectives. So I'm definitely down for it. And yeah, otherwise leave a comment. Leave a thumbs up and a subscription, and see you guys in the next podcast episode.